Hey everybody, I'm back. Happy New Year, happy March, happy Women's History Month, and happy 2022. The purpose of this podcast is not for any political or religious agenda, but I will say this. It feels good to be back. Your girl's been going through so many changes. And sometimes it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes change is good. It's uncomfortable, but it is good. I got a new job that I love, that I enjoy, that has been an emotional roller coaster, but each day I am reminded why I am built for this job. For those who are listening for the first time, I used to work in a school as a teacher assistant for 6 years. And now I work with children still, but on a social work level, in a family-based approach. I am so excited. I'm currently in training, but nonetheless, I am excited. So many things are to come from this job, and I can't wait for the next best thing. But I want to talk to you guys a little bit about sensitivity. I have been seeing on social media, whether it be Instagram or TikTok or even on YouTube, about people that have been doing studies about people that are considered an HSI, which is a highly sensitive individual. I have seen videos on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube about what it means to be an empath. What is that phenomena like? And for my people that are people of faith, you know, what does it mean to be prophetic? What does it mean to have a prophetic gift? What is a prophetic art and things of that nature? And you know me, I like to get into it. So this kind of topic is dear to my heart because I am a highly sensitive individual. I am empathetic and I have prophetic gifts. I can't say that I asked for any of these things. What I will say is that I was born and I am who I am and I've become who I've become, and God is real. Now, if I lost some of you guys along the way, that's fine. But for those who are still listening, let's continue this podcast. Being sensitive is a strength. It shows that you have a heightened awareness to your emotions as well as to others. Now, you can be an HSI, which is a highly sensitive individual, or you can be empathetic or be labeled as an empath. But the principle stays the same. It is a due diligence as a person who says or states and is confirmed that they have prophetic gifts to have this heightened awareness. This heightened awareness is demonstrated through the Holy Spirit and through your intuition, through that inside voice, that gut feeling of what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, who to cut off and who to continue to have in your life, who you should date and who you shouldn't date. And I just want to let you know, once again, that I like to get into things, and this is my opinion, but it's not to say that what I'm saying is for any specific propaganda. The purpose of my podcast is to inspire, encourage, restore, and heal. I want to speak to those people who feel lonely with this ability, with this characteristic that perhaps was passed down to them from their mother, from their father. Perhaps you have a parent that was like this. And they probably said or have stated, you know, this is a blessing and a curse. So have the gift of discernment is not something that should be taken lightly. And we can get into that on another occasion. But I want to encourage you guys. I want to encourage this specific audience, you know, that considers themselves empathetic, that consider themselves highly intuitive, highly sensitive, that has been told that they are a prophet, that has been told that they are prophetic, that they have the gift of discernment. They have the gift of having prophetic dreams, being able to interpret dreams, and all those things along the way. I don't want to get into the Bible today. This is more of an encouraging yet informal or informative podcast. But I want to enlighten that you are not alone. God doesn't separate you because you did something bad. God separates you because he needs you to stay on task. There are many distractions that come along the way when you are surrounded by people. You see, people can influence other people. And when the influence isn't godly, it is very easy to be influenced by that person or that group's influence. Humans have this ability to mimic and to adapt to their surroundings. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but I'm pretty sure there's that one person that you consider a close friend that you have a lot of inside jokes with, that you copy their behavior and they copy yours. And that's okay, right? That's what happens when you are surrounded by someone for long periods of time. It happens. I can think of coworkers. I can think of childhood friends. I can think of family members that you as an individual can copy and adapt to their behavior and different things of that sort. But when you are a person with a heightened awareness, with a gift of discernment, and you are called a prophet of God, God requires you to be alone. Now, God understands that you are human. I'm human too. Just in case you were wondering, I'm joking. But God knows that you're going to feel lonely, that we are going to feel lonely. God knows that you're going to be labeled weird or awkward or crazy or a fanatic. God knows that there are going to be people that are going to wish you the worst. They're going to stab you in the back. They're going to hurt you. But God needs for you to understand that that is all part of the process, because when you are an individual of this heightened abilities, with these heightened gifts, it is a due diligence to constantly be refined through the fire. And I don't know about anyone, but I have been going through the fire so many times. And I've learned to understand that there's a reason behind it. I can plead with God, I can complain, I can go and kicking and screaming, but there is a greater purpose beyond my understanding. And that is essential. To be called a servant of God or to be called a believer, it requires suffering. Suffering is essential in this walk, because each day you are denying yourself, your ego, your flesh, your carnal ways, and you are acknowledging that you are nothing without God, that God is all, that God is love, and that without God, you are nothing. I am nothing. God needs for you to understand that in times like these, He needs you with a sound mind. He needs you to be ready. I've been hearing this on social media for some time, even before the new year started, but I have understood the assignment, and the assignment is that God is calling you. God is calling you to do that thing that you have been holding off on. God wants to heal you from those wounds that run so deep that only you and Him know about. God needs to break off calluses that have been created from trauma, from abandonment, from childhood issues and generational curses. God needs for you to know that you are enough. You are important. Your story is valid. God needs for you to know that He called you by name and has promises over your life. Since before you was born and you was in your mother's womb. God needs for you to understand, prophet of God, that it's time to work. It's time to gut up, dust yourself off from whatever mess you are in right now. Because he's calling an army. Revival is definitely coming. All the world issues that are happening, do not fathom or even demonstrate the severity of turmoil and chaos that is going to come in the future. The end times are near, and they have been near for a while. But God has allowed for drastic measures such as these to happen to wake up those who have been sleeping. Revival is near. Revival is necessary before God comes again, or Jesus, the Son of God, comes again to rescue his church. So be encouraged. Feel empowered. Ask God for this prophetic gift if you don't have it. If you're curious, if you are zealous for working for the kingdom. If you know someone who has these gifts, connect to that person. Pray for that person. Check in with that person. There's not one person that I have met that has a prophetic gift, that considers themselves empathetic, that calls himself a highly intuitive, a highly sensitive individual, that doesn't struggle mentally with some sort of anxiety, some sort of trauma, some sort of depression. It's not to say that it's an oppression. It's to say that our human mind cannot contain the greatness and the goodness of God and the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to pray for those people and connect to those people. Keep me in prayer. I am pretty sure that not everyone is going to like this podcast. And that is okay. Because I've understood the assignment. I've understood that God has called me for a time such as this. I've understood that God has been working in me since before I was born. I've understood that I've had to suffer, that I've had to endure so many heartbreaks, so many traumas, so many mental states of confusion to speak to others, to motivate others, to encourage others, and to become a complete form of self, fully dependent on God and not dependent on what the world thinks of me or what people think of me, because I have been set apart by the Spirit of God. Now, if you're a cynic and you don't believe in God, or you don't believe in the power and authority that the Holy Spirit has given me as an individual, then pray about it. Pray about it and allow God to confirm or to dismiss what is being said in this podcast. God bless. I love you guys. There is more content to come. And the best news is that God is with me and you and all his children. Later.